on November 4th at the church right across the street, not yet a month since the hostages were kidnapped, Ramamuth sponsored a concert organized by our own Shimon Smith to benefit the release of the hostages. It was an uplifting night at a desperate moment full of grief and heartbreak and yet hope. One of the speakers then was Gili Ramon, an Israeli peace educator whose sister Yarden Ramon Gat was taken as a hostage on October 7th with her husband Alon and her three-year-old daughter Geffen. As they were being driven away from her kibbutz, she handed her baby to Alon because she knew he could run faster than she could. And he did. Alon and Geffen hid in the ditch for 12 hours. The next day, they finally found their way to the IDF and safety. Yarden was taken into captivity. After 54 days in captivity, Yarden was released on November 29th. This morning, the hostage rally in front of the UN, Gili told us that that was the happiest day of his life. But grief persists because Carmel, Yarden's sister-in-law, is still in captivity, along with over 100 hostages representing 10 nationalities and 5 faiths. I remember very well on November 4th how Gili started to speak to us. He told us he didn't really want to come to this concert. And the reason was it was called a Havdalah concert. A Havdalah is the ritual that we perform at the end of Shabbat, which enacts a separation between Shabbat and the week. And he said, for us, there's no Havdalah. There's no change in time. There's no weekday. There's no Shabbat. There's holiday. There's no holiday. Every single day is October 7th. So here we are on day 98, almost 100 days since the hostages were taken. Today is October 98th. Sunday will be October 100th. Time has not moved forward for the hostages or their families. They are stuck in horror. They are stuck in grief. To think about so many innocents being held in captivity for so long is unbearable. I got a call from my husband about a week ago. He was nearly in tears. He said, oh my God, I just realized I know one of the hostages. So his name is Chaim, and he met him a few times through a mutual friend, and he's a film lecturer. He's 79 years old. To think about so many innocents being held in captivity for so long, at least to me, is unbearable. Violent images infiltrate daily life. As Thomas Friedman, the New York Times columnist, said early on, Hamas wanted to and succeeded in tunneling into the consciousness of an entire nation. And to think about the suffering on the other side of the border, the other side of the fence of the innocent family and children in Gaza is also unbearable, again, at least for me, and also intensifies the grief many of us feel. These days, amidst this ongoing crisis, I read the Torah differently. The reality we're living through, I think, gives us a new lens, uncovers new levels of meaning, meanings that are pointed and painful. So here's an example. In last week's Parsha, the beginning of the book of Exodus, God tells Moshe, you are to say to Pharaoh, thus says God, my son, my firstborn is Israel. V'amarta el paro, ko amar Adonai, b'ni, b'chori Yisrael, set free my child that he may serve me. Shalach et b'ni v'yavdeni. God, it seems, is a hostage parent, a hostage mother or father. God's oldest child in these parshiot is stuck in Egypt, is stuck in the narrowest of places. This reminds me of Rachel Goldberg, mother of Hirsch, her firstborn and only son, who said on Instagram, "It's been living a slow motion, unfolding nightmare. Having this piece of my soul missing and not knowing has been excruciating. Before I had Hirsch, I was a person, I was a woman, but after I had Hirsch, I was a mother. And that changed my whole way of relating to everything in the universe, because we know what it means to have life grow inside of us. Things would be different if there were more mothers involved in decision-making processes. I would just say if there was somehow Hirsch could hear us, I would say, I love you. Stay strong. Survive, and we're coming." In turn, when I read of Rachel's experience, it makes me think about the experience of God as a parent while God's people are stuck, enslaved in the narrowest of places. The Torah describes God as El Hanum V'Rachum, a God of compassion and grace. Rachum is from the word rechem, womb. God has motherly compassion for God's people. Her people, the very people who made God a protective parent, in these proportions, are held hostage by Egypt. And indeed, God has one purpose here, to have her people released so she and her firstborn child can be reunited, so that her firstborn child can come to connect with her and know her. And Moses is God's messenger. The message repeated throughout these chapters like a mantra is, "Let my people go, shlach et ami." But time is running out, as so many of the speakers at the rally this morning said. Hope is running out, just as it did for the Israelites. As it says in this week's Parsha, when Moshe tried to relay a message of freedom, they did not listen to Moshe because of narrowed spirits and cruel labor. V'lo sham'u el Moshe mikotzer ruach v'avodah kasha. The Israelites lost hope and so could not hear this message of freedom, the message of liberation, a message of hope in a moment of growing hopelessness. Is one that the hostage families brought yesterday to the border with Gaza. So I heard about this originally from Shimon, but yesterday members of hostage families went directly to the border with a huge sound system, huge speakers, in the hopes that their message could reach their family members. So listen to some of their messages of hope. From Merav Leshen Gonen, mother of Romy, whose daughter was kidnapped from the Nova Festival. "Romy, Romy, we miss you terribly, but we are strong. Don't lose hope. We are turning the world upside down to bring you back. We can't believe it's almost day 100. Stay strong. It's almost over. I was so sure you would come back the same week," she said in tears to her daughter. "I love you, my beautiful daughter." Malachi Shem Tov shouted over to his son, Omer. "Omer Shem Tov, this is your father," he said. "I hope you hear us, Omer. Be strong. I know you're strong. I know your faith keeps you strong. Everyone at home is waiting for you." Who knows if they could hear them? Who knows if they have lost all hope? Gili talked this morning about Carmel, keeping hope alive with the hostages. Some of them have been released and have said, "Carmel taught us meditation. Carmel taught us yoga. Carmel kept us alive, kept us our hope alive while we were in captivity." God, throughout Exodus, keeps hope alive, keeps the message alive. Shlach et ami, let my people go. Let my people go. Let us remember that message. Remember that mantra. Don't let hope die. So from the very beginning, whenever I would hear someone say to me in conversation, "Oh, they're probably all dead now," I would not let them say it. I would walk away. I believe every single hostage is alive until proven differently. We need to maintain hope. He'll come in for landing with the words of comedian Daniel Ryan Spalding. He wasn't being funny, but he was at today's rally. And he talked about a world gone crazy. He's not Jewish, but he's certainly an advocate for the humanity of Jews and Israelis. And he said something very powerful. And this is not an exact quote. This is what I remember. So if someone was there and you think I got it wrong, tell me after services. He said that a suffering human does not detract from the humanity of others. That Israelis can be suffering at the same time that innocent Gazans can be suffering. Let us protect that humanity. The humanity of the hostages of all Israelis and of innocent Palestinians in Gaza. Let us protect humanity itself at this moment because it is imperiled. When I think of the divine message, that repeated message in the face of hopelessness, I think of Psalm 42. There's a beautiful line there, and the psalmist says that he too is hopeless. But then he says, Tahom el tahom kore, deep calls to deep. So even when we are feeling hopeless, and even when we think it is hopeless, let us persist. Let us keep calling from the depths of our souls to the depths of the souls of the hostages, to the depths of the souls of all the innocents that are suffering at this moment, whatever side they might be on. Keep calling, keep saying, let my people go. Shlach et ami. Bring them home now. Their people, their families want them home. May they hear the calls. May they come home soon. May they come home sooner. May they come home now.